In a lovely little book by Max Lucado called You Are Special, he tells the story of a little wooden person, Punchinello, who was covered with dots and spots and marks that other people put on him. He didn't realise that the stickers he carried only stuck if he let them until he met Lucia and went to visit Eli, the carpenter, who he discovered made him. Eli told him who he really was, and the stickers began to fall off. So we take up where we left off yesterday. Your old life and all its pain, rejection, hurts and memories can only hurt you if you continue to let it. The stickers only stick if you let them, if you allow them to. You now have a choice, old or new. Tough call, I know. New life or live in the cesspit of the old. It's a difficult choice, that. But that's what happened the moment you believed. Jesus lifted you out of all that trash, washed you in his own blood, gave you a new heart, a new DNA and a new beginning. That's what's in the box on the sideboard that you keep eyeing and not opening. So like I said yesterday, what hinders you? Before you tell me, feelings have nothing to do with this. But your will has everything to do with this. And life in the spirit, beloved, is about the will. If you are willing, you can come to him right here, right now, on your own, and tell him about everything that has hurt, wounded, or defiled you. Let go of it, and he will heal you and take the power of those memories away. But you have to be willing to let it all go. Willing not to take pleasure anymore in going over how badly you were treated. Some people do, beloved, hard as it may seem, they do relish going back and feeling justified in behaving the way they do in their anger, rage and bitterness of spirit. They keep this wooden chest in the attic of their lives, and from time to time, when they really want to feel miserable, they go up there and start taking things out piece by piece and going over, rehearsing the hurts, the wounds, the resentments, the bitterness, everything that's attached, and they get some sort of satisfaction out of it. Everything that isn't removed, the enemy attaches to. Now, there's a thought that is rather inconvenient enlightenment. You could be giving place to Satan to torment and distress you simply because you are living in the wrong place. I'll let the scripture put it plainly for you. Colossians 3:1-4 in the Passion. Christ's resurrection is your resurrection too. This is why we are to yearn for all that's above, for that's where Christ sits, enthroned at the place of all power, honour and authority. Yes, feast on all the treasures of the heavenly realm and fill your thoughts with heavenly realities and not with the distractions of the natural realm. Your crucifixion with Christ has severed the tie to this life, and now your true life is hidden away in God, in Christ, and as Christ himself is seen for who he really is, who you really are, will also be revealed, for now you are one with him in his glory. So as I said yesterday, just what hinders you?